KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. The sound of helicopters spraying mosquito insecticide will be heard in more Sacramento neighborhoods tonight as part of expanding efforts against the West Nile virus. The Sacramento Bee reports that the agency conducting the spraying has received tens of thousands of calls from worried residents, despite assurances the spraying is safe. Sacramento County has 26 human infections of West Nile virus, the most of any California county. The California Supreme Court has denied a request for a quick review of a lower court's ruling that declared the state ban on gay marriage unconstitutional. That means California voters could weigh in on the issue before it gets to the state's highest court. Sarah Varney reports.
Attorney General Bill Lockyer, the city of San Francisco, and the 12 gay and lesbian couples who brought the case wanted to bypass the appeals court in order to get a definitive ruling from the state's highest court. Nathan Brankin is a spokesman for the attorney general.
We felt that if the Supreme Court could take it up more quickly, we will then have certainty more quickly for everyone in California about whether same-sex marriage is legal or not.
The justice's refusal yesterday to grant the expedited hearing doesn't change the status of gay marriage, which remains illegal in California. The case will now go before the Court of Appeal in San Francisco, most likely not until next year. Santa Clara University constitutional law professor Margaret Russell says it's rare for the court to grant expedited hearings, and the decision offers no clues as to how the justices might eventually rule.
Their criteria usually involves reasons that have to do with issues that are so important that they need to be resolved promptly. In this case, the Supreme Court is saying that there's no reason to bypass the Court of Appeal, that it's fine for the Court of Appeal to take another 6 months plus to decide the issue.
Voters are likely to face ballot measures next year that would amend the state constitution to limit marriage to one woman and one man and would remove broad legal rights for registered domestic partners. If those measures pass, the case challenging the state's ban on same-sex marriage would come to an end. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
The massive transportation bill signed yesterday by President Bush will send nearly $23 billion to California. It also gives the green light to owners of gas-efficient hybrid cars to begin applying for decals, allowing drivers to ride solo in carpool lanes. And Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa will be in Watts today, marking the 40th anniversary of 6 days of riots that killed 34 people and injured more than 1,000. The mayor will announce new programs related to health care, housing, and employment. The California Coastal Commission meets today in Costa Mesa to discuss a controversial issue that hasn't been broached since the 1980s, expanding oil drilling off the California coast. The Bush administration wants new oil platforms and wells to be built in the waters near Santa Barbara. It's in federal territory, but the state has successfully fought for jurisdiction over the project. As David Gorn reports, today's meeting pits the federal push for more energy against California's concern about oil spills and the health of its coastline.
America needs more energy. Just ask Dave Fogarty, spokesperson for the Western States Petroleum Association.
America, California, the world needs energy. In fact, it's predicted that energy demand will increase by 40% over the next 20, 30 years. We're going to have to find ways to meet that demand.
More energy production was the impetus behind the $11.5 billion national energy bill passed last week. And the need for that energy is the hammer behind a federal plan to open up miles of the Santa Barbara coastline to oil drilling. The topic is controversial. Fogarty wasn't allowed to talk about oil drilling specifically, and the Federal Minerals Management Service in charge of the project refused interview requests, saying only that it would release a short statement later today. The opposition, however, has a lot to say.
Californians decided that they were not going to auction their ocean to offshore oil drilling. They've said no for the last 25 years. I don't know what it is about no that either the federal government or the oil industry doesn't understand, but they should.
Warner Chabot is vice president of the Ocean Conservancy. He points out that it was an oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara 36 years ago that first inflamed Californians, turning them against offshore oil drilling.
I think the federal government just needs to realize that the 1969 Santa Barbara oil spill, frankly, was the beginning of the environmental movement.
No one has forgotten the disastrous 1969.
In fact, that 1969 oil spill helped galvanize the national environmental movement, led to the formation of Earth Day, and here in California led to the creation of the Coastal Act. That oil spill, in fact, led to the formation of the California Coastal Commission itself. Now this same commission, Chabot points out, three decades later, is deciding whether to expand oil drilling in the exact same area.
So it is somewhat ironic that that very commission is continuing to do their duty and to try to prevent future Santa Barbara oil spills.
It is the Federal Minerals Management Service that decided to renew 36 oil leases and open new areas to oil drilling. The project is in federal waters, but the California Coastal Commission won a long court battle to get the right to review it because of the potential danger to state waters. Allison Detmer is on the California Coastal Commission staff, and she will be in Costa Mesa today to present the staff's analysis and recommendation on whether the state should support renewing those leases.
The recommendation of staff across the board on all 36 of these is that the commission find that they're going to object to all of these based on lack of information.
Now, the Coastal Act does allow offshore oil drilling, and the commission has approved oil and gas development in the past. Detmer says some of the leases at issue are less problematic because they would drill new wells using already existing platforms. But the bulk of the leases would allow drilling over an entirely new area and would require construction of three oil platforms connected by several miles of new pipeline.
In order to develop those areas, they have to put in everything, all new platforms, pipelines, power cables, and onshore processing facilities.
And Detmer points out those huge platforms would be in the northern waters of Santa Barbara County, where the federally protected southern otter, a threatened species, lives. There are also concerns about the impact on the commercial fishing industry in those waters, too, as well as questions about air quality and water quality, among other things. But all of those cumulative impacts, she says, give way to a larger question.
Does the state of California really want to expand oil and gas development further north? You know, that's the question. And there's tremendous amount of concern about whether or not there could be another major oil spill off the coast of California.
That concern is certain to be stated loudly and clearly today at the Coastal Commission hearing, as will the federal concern that energy production is a primary goal of the Bush administration. For the California Report, I'm David Gorn.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, August 11th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org. The Steward Foundation, for coverage of important issues in public education. And the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org.